my paddle, got my rice knockers, got my racing pole. Okay. Okay.
The headwaters of the Mississippi River, as well as many of the surrounding lakes, are home to wild rice. This grain, which grows right in the water, has been harvested for centuries by the local Native American tribes.
You take a canoe with two folks in it, and one of them will paddle.
That person's job is to find the patches of ripe grain.
I call them little gardens inside the big garden.
The second person's job is to harvest.
You use these two-seater sticks, and you need to use them to harvest, or what we call knocking the rice into the canoe. As you stroke the grain heads, the rice falls into the canoe.
That's Jeff Savage. He's an Ojibwe elder and lives on Minnesota's Fond du Lac Reservation. He says the grain is delicious with a unique nutty flavor, but it's also more than that. His earliest memories are tied to the wild rice.
My mom and dad would try to cook wild rice after we'd go to bed, and the smell of that wild rice would wake us up, and we'd jump out of bed and say, "I smell wild rice cooking." Or when I was a little boy, and I'd be at like my aunt or uncle's, and you go in the back room and you see these huge sacks of wild rice. Well, to me, that's what being rich was. It wasn't having lots of money.
Jeff says that's because it's a food that's important for community feasts and ceremonies. The wild rice needs a clean Mississippi River, and the tribes need the wild rice.
And to be Anishinaabe or Ojibwe means to be wild rice people.
Being wild rice people means protecting the environment and enhancing the crop, he says. For example, as the harvesters knock the grain into canoes, some of it falls in the Mississippi, seeding more grain. Jeff, who's been gathering wild rice for more than 50 years, sees himself as a steward, but not a farmer.
When you're part of a natural ecosystem, you enhance through caretaking. Because them farmers are really manipulating the land and the environment, whereas a caretaker works more with the environment.